Okay, December 8th, 2022 at 10:01 p.m. We're coming out of closed session. I'll entertain a motion. Need a motion to come out of closed session. It was moved by Drew. Any second?
One second.
I'm writing this stuff down. Paul, you seconded it?
Yep.
We got to do roll call on this, right?
Yes.
We're going to do roll call. Dean?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Drew?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Chairs, yes. Okay, now we are we're coming out of closed session after discussing employee compensation. We're now back into regular session. Is there any businesses you guys would like to finish up tonight?
I'd like to do something, say something. I've been thinking about this for quite a while. I heard that Jim mentioned this in Dixon I was working with him here on hiring. He's hiring that person down, that new owner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they mentioned that they'd like to see us, or they would like not necessarily to see us, but they wouldn't mind having a clothing allowance. Given that clothing allowance for them, like Jim said, you get some of that stuff on those shirts and eats it up. Chlorine just eats them up. And they're even just shirts and hats or something like that. That would identify them. And it'd be just something to help them out. So let you know we appreciate it a little bit.
I know a lot of places do various amounts, but an annual allowance to go towards work boots, clothing. The clothing needs to have a logo on it, as far as the shirt goes. It varies in amounts, $300, $400 is pretty standard.
Yeah, I think it'd be just a good thing to do for them. Yeah. All of them, you know, Karen would have a little clothing allowance to wear a house or shirt that has a logo on it.
Good idea.
So is that something we order, like, to get the logo on it and that kind of stuff, or is that...
There's people here that embroider locally. The
guy in town did it.
Yeah.
He did a great job, yeah. I know, all their stuff from him, and we got a variety of shirts, hats, everything you want.
And generally, once you get a logo set up, they're pretty good.
Just easy to use.
What is our recognized logo that we've adopted?
Jim has worked on it. I don't know if we...
I think we adopted that logo that's on our stuff.
Yeah.
Along with logo and signage, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the government, the federal government, if you are, as far as vehicles go, if our employees or government employees are driving driving vehicles to their home, they are either required to have a logo or they are taxed for the benefit of driving that vehicle. The city's been through this process and we have to have signage on our vehicles or we have to pay a tax. So that's something that we probably better consider so we don't find ourselves in compliance in an audit. I think we got to have the logo on or they're going to be subject to a tax. Personally, they would for a benefit compensation. So that's something we need to discuss and find out.
Yeah, you have to report mileage and everything.
Yeah, it has to be a big enough. It has to be a sign. There's a size of it. It can't be a little teeny sticker. It has to be a size.
Volusia County has theirs that are like that.
Right. And I don't know if those are in compliance or not. For probably need to find a little bit more about that. And I can find out so we can run through the process.
Just for the vehicles.
Yeah, just for the vehicles.
But that could be a magnetic. That would...
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no need to have a magnetic. I think if they're a government-owned, they need to have a permit.
Some of these new trucks, like you talking about there, they're aluminum. That magnetic stuff will stick to them.
It doesn't stick to aluminum. But the signs are easy. And we can get them off when we sell the vehicles, so. But that's something to save them a tax, because they are going to get taxed if we get audited.
You can have that, and like I say, and some uniforms for them.
Right.
You sure to.
I can't do abbreviations because she won't know what my abbreviations are, so I got to fill it out.
Right.
I started doing abbreviations. How come I got this stupid chair to... So this chair makes it... It just... By the end of the meeting, I'm sitting on the ground.
Kind of brings you down to the rest of us.
I'd like to see. All right.
It's like one of my airbags on one side of the truck. I can't get under there and find out what the crap's going on.
You're lopsided, are you? Lingin'. Okay, so we've got... I just have discussion items. I mean, obviously, if you wanted to do what you brought up as an action, you can, but... we have other resolutions that we needed to close us out on employee compensation. Do you want to? And we'll take any resolutions that are available before we close. Any motions?
So that needs to be restated.
Yep. Yeah, we're in an open session now. You gotta.
Okay, I would propose a 4% cost of living. With a review of insurance in June, and the Christmas bonus equivalent to last year. Is that what I said before?
Sounds good. You got it.
I'm not abbreviating, so you're going to have to walk, go through. We have a second by Paul. To be in June.
Yes.
And then health insurance rate in June, and then you add?
Christmas bonus equivalent to last.
So Christmas.
Compensation.
Bonus. Same to all as last year. Okay, I'll just read it back and Paul seconded. So Dan moved to give a 4% COLA increase to employees. Review health insurance in June and give Christmas bonus to all the same as last year. Check it out, Paul.
4%,
that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Any discussion? Further discussion on it? Call the question. Paul seconded it. Call them for a question. Those in favor of the motion on table, say aye.
Aye.
Is unanimous. I spell unanimous.
Dr. Tandoa.
Okay. Unanimous. Over. Okay.
I'll make a motion to finalize merit-based.
I'm just going to take your paper when you're done.
Program. Based on pending authorized resolution in 2021 to hire a third-party consultant.
Consent moved by Drew. Do we have a motion on the table? Any second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Dan. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, we'll call for the question. Those in favor of the motion on the table, say aye.
Aye.
Is it unanimous? Any other actions you want to do or... Any other actions?
I've got one.
Okay.
I'd like to make that motion that we
address this clothing issues, clothing allowance for these for the employees, and maybe I don't know if we want to discuss how many pieces of clothing they get.
Did you have one wrote up?
Yeah. If you want me to, I can make a motion.
You got it. Okay.
It's all inclusive kind of here, and then you can amend it or whatever you'd like.
Okay, Drew moved.
So I'll move that we approve a clothing allowance of $350 with logos on shirts and set a policy for such an allowance. And do we need to do this in two? And signage for vehicles to avoid personal tax to employees during vehicles driving home.
One's good.
Okay.
We have a motion on the table. Any seconded by Dean. Any discussion?
The discussion would be, is how big the signs need to be in compliance. And I can do a little homework on that.
Okay. So we need to make sure that the signs are to specs.
Okay. I didn't put
that on. Call for questions. Those in favor of the motion on the table, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Any other items of business?
I move we adjourn.
It's been moved we adjourn.
Thank you.
Aye.